Once a long time ago, Kindalach, there was a town, a Yiddish town, and over there lived the families and the Kindalach with mommies and tatties. And this was in the days before cars and trucks. In the olden days, before the times of cars and trucks and buses and taxis. Now, if you wanted to go somewhere, either you had your own horse or you had your own wagon. Or if you didn't have your own horse or your own wagon, you could hire a driver who could drive the horse and the wagon. And you would pay him money and he would take you somewhere. Or he would take your boxes and your packages or whatever you're moving. Like nowadays, there's a moving van or a moving truck. In those days, they had wagons and horses and drivers. In this town, Kindalach, there were two Yiddish wagon drivers. There was Velvel and there was Muttel. Velvel and Muttel both had horses and wagons. Or I should say Velvel and Reb Muttel. Velvel and Reb Muttel. Why do I say that? There was a difference. Velvel was young. Velvel had a very, very beautiful wagon that was very fast. A strong horse, very strong and very fast horse. And that wagon was shiny, and that wagon was brand new. And most of the people said, yeah, Velvel and his wagon and his horse, yeah, that's nice. Shiny and new and strong and good. And Velvel's a young man. Ah, it's nice to go with Velvel because you go fast. You go so fast. Oh, you go down the road, zoom. Boy, oh boy, is that fun. What about Reb Muttel? Hi, Reb Muttel. Schon alt. He was old. The horse is a pretty skinny fared, a pretty old fared, and a pretty tired fared. And the wagon is an old wagon, and it squeaks, and makes noise, and it bounces a lot, and it's not shiny at all. A lot of the paint's coming off, and there's a few cracks and scratches here and there. It's an old wagon with an old fared, and Reb Muttel is an old yid. So a lot of the people said, nah, we don't like to go with Muttel. It's old, everything's old. And he goes slow, he's never in a hurry. And Reb Muttel was in, when he's driving the wagon and you want to go somewhere, he tells you maises, he tells you divrei teira and vertlach and stories about tzaddikim. And people say, hey, Reb Muttel, let's go, come on, we're going somewhere, let's go, I'm in a hurry. Oh, what's your hurry? Hashem's a helfen, David's a helfen, you'll get there. What does it say in the Torah? Uvalechtech avaderech, when you're going in the way, you should learn some Torah. Take your time, what's the rush? You'll get there. A few minutes extra is not bad either. And you'll hear some Torah on the way, you'll hear a ma'aseh from a tzaddik. So some people, Kindalach, didn't like to take the time. Some people like to go fast. Hey, Reb Muttel, let's go fast, like Velvel. Reb Muttel said, you know, it's not so safe to go fast sometimes. Especially on these roads where there's rocks in the roads and there's pieces of wood sometime or there's mud. What do you have to take a chance for? You go a little bit slower, you're a little bit safer. It's more the mitzvah of taking care of your health. Not the Chas V'Shalom to run into anybody, to cause anybody else any kind of damages or any kind of Chas V'Shalom sakana. You shouldn't hurt anybody else, God forbid. You have to be careful. Go a little bit slower, take your time. Now, some people didn't like this. They wanted to go with Velvel fast, flying down the road. Now, Kindalach, it was during Hanukkah, and all of a sudden, news came into the town. Across the river, in the big town over there, across the river, on Sunday morning, is going to be a big market day. A big market day. What's a big market day? People come into the center of the town, and they bring things to sell, and they set up like stores. You could set up your own store by just setting up like a table and bringing things over there to sell. And many people come from all around, all the villages and all the towns. They come to the big city or the big town, and they go shopping. And if you have things over there to sell, you could make a lot of money. Or if you want to go and buy things, you can buy a lot of good things. Because everybody's there selling and buying. Now, the men in the town heard this and they got excited. The men in the Yiddish town. Oh boy, Sunday morning, if we're over there in the big town across the river and we take our things to sell, we can make a lot of money. Oh, we can make so much money for our families and to buy all the kind of things that we need and that we want. And so, the men in the town that had things to sell, the businessmen, they got very excited. And right away when they heard that there's a big market day Sunday morning in the big town, they right away thought, how am I going to get my things all the way to the big town, especially across the river in the winter? I better go and get a wagon driver to take my things and my boxes to get over to the big town across the river in time, Sunday morning early, to set up and get a good place. Because you want to get a good place. You don't want to be all the way by the end of the field or the end of the street or the end of the town. You want to be in the middle where everybody is. And so the man who sold the pots and pans in the town, he runs. Where is he going? Oh, I better go to Velville. He's got the wagon that's fast and the horse that's fast. He runs over to Velville. Velville, I need a place in your wagon. And we have to leave Moitzi Shabbos because we have to travel the whole night to get to the big city across the big town across the river, because it takes a good couple hours to get over there. And I want to hire you. I'll pay you money to take my pots and pans. I'm going to bring boxes of pots and pans, and I'm going to go, of course. And we're going to go to the big town across the river and get there early Sunday morning. Velville says, okay, fine. Now, in Velville's house, in comes the man who sold clothes in the town. And he says, Velville, I need a place in your wagon for my boxes of clothes. I want to go to the big city across the river, the big town across the river, to go to the marketplace Sunday morning. Can you take me? I'll pay you. Velville says, sure. I got 4 places in my wagon, and I'll be glad to take you. And in comes the man, Kindlach, who sells the jewelry in the town. He had rings, and he had different things that he sold, different kinds of jewelry. Velville, I want to go with you, and I want to get a place to set up over there in the big town across the river, and I want to sell the jewelry Sunday morning. Can you take me? Yeah, I could take you. So, Velville, we'll leave Moitzi Shabbos right away. And in came the man who sold food in the town, all kinds of delicious cakes and all kinds of delicious cupcakes and all cookies and all kinds of things that he baked, the baker man. And he also cooked all kinds of other things that he liked to sell. And he came in and he says, Velville, I want to come with you to the town and sell all the things. I'm going to make all kinds of good food to take. And Sunday morning I'll sell food. People will, it'll be delicious. I'll bake special breads and then special donuts and cupcakes. And I'm going to make all kinds of delicious things. But I need a good place in your wagon. Can you take me? And Velville says, yeah, okay. Now my wagon is full. And other businessmen came now to Velville's house running. Velville, we need a place in your wagon. Velville, we need a place in your wagon. Well, he took one more person because the jewelry man doesn't have such big packages. But it was all filled up. And the other men now had no chance to go with Velville. There was the pickle man with his big barrels of pickles. And the wine man with his barrels of wine. And other ones that wanted to take stuff to sell over there. Oh, how are we going to get to the town? Velville says, well, you have to go to Reb Matl. Oh, Reb Matl, he goes slow. And the wagon is not so strong. And he's got an old fared, an old horsey. Who knows when we'll get there. We'll get there by Monday, by Tuesday. Well, they had no choice. Velva was full. They go now to Reb Muttel's house. They knock on the door. Reb Muttel comes to the door. Oh, Assalamu Aleichem. Afreilachin Chanukah. How's everybody? Good to see you. Reb Muttel, we need a place in your wagon, and we have to go to the big town across the river, and we have to get there early Sunday morning to get a good place. There's a big market day, so we have to leave Moitzei Shabbos right after Shabbos. Now please, Reb Muttel, we want to go with you. Can you take us? Reb Muttel says, first of all, you should know, it's Chanukah. It's Moitzei Shabbos, it's Chanukah. We'll go. But right away, Moitzei Shabbos. Moitzei Shabbos, Chanukah, right away. What do you mean right away? First, you come home, and you make Havdalah for the family. And you have to get ready the Menorah. And you light the Menorah and sing Hanera Salalu. And of course, there's Malava Malka. And there's a few Nigunim to sing. And there's a few things to say, of course. Viten Lecho after Havdalah. I mean, there are many things to do, Moitzei Shabbos. Then we could go. I, Reb Muttel, they said, we want to go right away, Moitzei Shabbos, right away. We have to go right away. Reb Muttel says, listen, who comes first, market day and money day or Hashem? Don't put these things in front of Hashem. Hashem has us to do mitzvahs and things from the Torah. And in this chus, we get a bracha for the money, and we get a bracha for all the things that we're going to buy and sell, and the parnasa. Put first Hashem, and then you worry about the market day. And don't worry, we'll do both things. Everything will be okay. Well, they had no choice, and they told Reb Muttel, okay, we're going to be here, Moitzei Shabbos, and we want to go as soon as possible. And so Kindlech, all the businessmen, they got together the boxes of pots and pans and the boxes of clothes and the jewelry and all of the baked breads and cakes and cookies and donuts and the bagels and all the good stuff. And those men, they brought their things over to Reb Velt. They brought their things over to Velvel's house. Thank you very much. They brought their things over to Velvel's house already Erev Shabbos. They said, we want to load the wagon already Erev Shabbos. It should be all ready to go. Moitzei Shabbos. And Kindlech came Moitzei Shabbos. Right after Shabbos, they went home, they ran home. They started to scream in the house, Havdalah, fast! Havdalah, let's go, Havdalah! And everybody has to run in the house to go hear Havdalah, and to make Havdalah so fast. And some of them raced through V'yiten Lecha, and some of them maybe even forgot to say V'yiten Lecha. And what about the Chanukah Menorah? Oy, 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 Kindlech. They lit the Chanukah Menorah so fast, making everybody nervous that they had to light it so fast. And now their wives said, okay, we'll sit down by the Chanukah Licht. Oh, we have to run. We're going to the big town across the river for market day, and we have a place in the Velvel's wagon, and we're going to go so fast, we have to leave. But what about the Kindlech? What about sitting with the Chanukah Licht? What about the family? Mommy, where's Tati running to? We want to sit with Tati by the banana like every night. Okay, we have to go. They ran out of the house. These were the ones that went with Velvel. The ones also that went with Muttel, they also got very nervous. They ran out of their houses. They wanted to rush Reb Muttel. They go to Reb Muttel's house. And Kindlech, Reb Muttel was setting up his Chanukah Menorah. He had finished a nice Havdalah and Veiten Lecha. He's setting up the Chanukah Menorah. Reb Muttel, you didn't light Licht yet. You didn't bench the Chanukah Licht. What's going on? What's the hurry? You'll sit down with me. My wife is making latkes. We'll have a nice Malava Malka. We'll wash and have a Shtikol Challah. The covered Malava Malka. The Suda of David HaMelech. And we'll go. We have to be a half an hour by the licht. That's what the Torah says. That's what the halacha says. A half an hour by the licht. You're not going to run out on the licht, chas v'shalom. I Reb Matel, the velvel left already. Listen, Hashem is in charge of the time. Hashem is in charge of the roads and the horses and the wagons and the rivers and the towns and the cities and the money and everything. You are not going to lose anything if you keep Hashem's mitzvahs properly. Just don't put the wagon before the horse. Put the horse before the wagon. Ay, Reb Matel, always telling such vertluch like that. Well, they had no choice. And Reb Matel benched his Chanukah licht with beautiful brachas. And he sang Haneres Halalu, not rushing. And he sat down after he washed and had his chikol challah, and his wife served delicious latkes. And as nervous as the other men were that went with Reb Matel, they sat down, had a few latkes. And now they left in Reb Matel's wagon. And they were not racing. They were going at a normal speed down the road. They said to Reb Matel, "Can't you go faster? Can't you go faster?" Reb Matel says, "First of all, don't you want to get there safely? Don't you want your things to get there safely? There was a man who sold dishes in there. You want your dishes to break? You want the glass things to break? Come on. Take your time. An extra few minutes is not going to be bad." Now, Kinalach, they traveled the whole night. And in the morning, they got to the big town. And the people were setting up for the market day. A lot of people were there already. But they found good places. And they set up their tables and they set up their places that they're going to sell the dishes and the other things from Reb Matel's wagon. And they started looking around to see who came with Velvel. They said they must have got even better places because they left earlier. They went with a faster horse, with a faster wagon. And they must have the best places. And they started looking around for their friends that went in the wagon with Velvel. They looked all around and they could not find them. Where are they? They looked at all the good places and the best places, and not one man who came with Velvel was there. Not the one with the baker things and the food things, and not the one with the clothes, not with the one the pots and pans or the jewelry. Not one. Where are they? Where are they? Well, and now, Kinalach, I'm going to tell you what happened with Velvel and Velvel's wagon. Velvel and his men left Moitzi Shabbos. They all ran out of their houses, and they did not spend enough time with their menaris. They did not spend a half hour. Now, only on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, you bench the Chanukah menorah, then you bench the Shabbos candles. Wait, do we spend a half an hour on Erev Shabbos? You go to shul. Now, if you go to shul, that's one thing. The mitzvah you're doing for Hashem from the Chanukah menorah, and then you have to go to shul. So it might not be a half an hour. The candles, of course, have to burn enough time, like an hour and a half out of Shabbos. So they burn into the night. But if you don't stay by the candles because you're running to do a mitzvah for Hashem to go to shul, it's one thing. But to run out to make money and leave the candles, this is a different thing. They ran out, they went to Velvel, they were packed up already. They speedily went, they left, they go flying down the road. And they're feeling so good. Oh, look how fast we're going. Look how good we're going. We're going to get there so early and get the best places. And as they're going down the road, one of them gets an idea. Hey, Velvel, I got a good idea. A shortcut. Velvel says, hey, yeah, what's a shortcut? A shortcut makes it even faster, right? Yeah, of course. What's the shortcut? And the man says like this. If we go down the road to the bridge, it takes an extra half hour all the way down the road. We get to the bridge, and then we go over the river. Now, the shortcut is like this. It's the winter time. In the winter time, the river freezes and becomes ice. Now, when the ice is thick on the river, because it's so cold, you could walk on the ice. You could even take a wagon on the ice, because the ice becomes hard like a road. And the people go right over the river. They use it to go on, to walk on, and even to ride their horses on, and even take wagons on. So we can go right over the river, right over the ice, since it's frozen, and we'll go to the other side, and we'll get to the road on the other side. Instead of going to the bridge, we'll save a half an hour going to the bridge, and a half an hour coming back on the road. We'll save ourselves an hour time. Isn't that a good idea? Velvel said, yeah, hey, that's a good shortcut. Another man on the wagon said, wait a minute. You know, Hanukkah is not in the middle of the winter or the end of the winter. It's pretty close to the beginning of the winter. Maybe the ice is not thick enough yet. Maybe it's not frozen enough and hard enough yet. Maybe it's too thin. I don't know if we should take that chance. And the other man said, come on, it's going to be okay. Let's take the shortcut. Well, this is what happened, Kinalach. They took the wagon and the horse and all their stuff, the clothes, the pots and pans, all the bagels and bread and cupcakes and donuts and cookies. What else was on the wagon? The jewelry, the rings, and the diamonds. And Kinalach, they went now on the ice, on the river, on the shortcut. And they started to go. They went a few feet and a few more feet and a little. They went in the middle of the river, and all of a sudden they felt the ice under them started to crack. Oh no, the ice is cracking. Do you feel it? Let's go faster. Well, it was too late. The ice cracked, it broke, and a big gigantic hole opened up under them, and all of the ice fell through. And the wagon and the horse and them and all of their stuff fell through the hole into the freezing cold water of the river. And the boxes and all of the things on the wagon started to slide into the water. And the packages of clothes went into the water. And it was floating around. Shirts and sweaters and pants and shoes were floating around over the water. And loaves of bread and bagels and donuts and cupcakes and cookies were floating around all over the water. And the jewelry sank to the bottom. All of the stuff fell into the water. And the food man also brought a lot of pickles, because people like to buy pickles. And the pickles are floating around. And the pickles were getting into the shirts and the socks. And the pickles were floating with cupcakes. And the men were screaming, help, help. And they tried to swim to the top, and it was freezing cold, and the horse was trapped in the river, and the wagon sank to the bottom, and everything sank to the bottom of the river. Baruch Hashem, the men saved their lives. They climbed out, and they were drenched, they were wet, they were freezing, they got out on the ice, and all of them together pulled the horse out, and they saved the horse, but it took them a long time. But the wagon and all the stuff was all ruined and all lost. And it went under the ice in the other part of the river, and they couldn't even get it except for a few pickles and a few socks and one or two shoes from different pairs of shoes and a few things, and that's all they had. And now they were freezing and they were cold. And they now had to go walking in the freezing cold winter, with their freezing cold clothes, and they're screaming for help. And finally, Kinalach, in the afternoon, because somebody had picked them up in a wagon, They came into the big town where there was the marketplace, and they were going now in a wagon, but they were not going to the marketplace where they were going to buy and sell. They were going to the hospital. And all of a sudden in the afternoon, some of the friends who were selling things that came with Reb Matl, they saw a wagon. Hey, look who's on the wagon. Look who's there. Hey, our friends from our Yiddish town, the businessmen. Oh, look at them. Oh, they look terrible. They were covered with blankets. Their faces were blue. And they looked so terrible. And they were shaking and shivering. Who would pick them up with the wagon had blankets and gave them the blankets to keep warm. Hey, where are you going? Where's your stuff? Why don't you come and sell your stuff over here? We're making a lot of money today in the market day. Oh, no. We're going. We're going. We're going to the hospital. We're going to the hospital. What? To the hospital? Where's all your things to sell? It's in the bottom of the river. In the bottom of the river, what happened? And they found out what happened, Nebuch. And Kenalach, they felt so bad for their friends. The friends went to the hospital to get a refuah shleima. And Reb Matl Kenalach went to visit them at the hospital. Because Reb Matl is not a businessman who buys and sells. He was over there by the side learning and saying Tehillim, because he was going to wait to take everybody back who had come with him. And he went over to the hospital to be with the men that had gone with Velvel. The wagon was in the bottom of the river. It was lost. Velvel was also going to the hospital because he was also freezing. And when they got to the hospital, the doctors gave them nice warm pajamas and they went to bed. And Reb Matl said he's going to get some tea from a Yiddish home, from somebody that lived close by that had a kosher stove, and bring them some hot kosher food. He'll find a Yiddish family that lives in the big town to take care of them, give them something hot to have. And Velvel and the men that came with them were in their beds in their hospital pajamas with their blankets, and they were shaking and shivering. And then Reb Matl brought them the nice warm food, and then they felt good. And Reb Matl sat with them to make them feel better, to do the mitzvah Bikur Chayilin. And they said, Reb Matl, you know what? We learned a big lesson now. First of all, to run away from the mitzvah is nishkin inyan. To go away from our Chanukah lich, to run away and to think that we're going to save time or to take a shortcut, we think that we're going to save time, we see that it's not up to us and unexpected things happen. And the bracha doesn't come from doing smart things according to our smartness. The bracha comes from going according to Hashem's smartness. And Hashem's smartness is what the Torah says. That's one thing. And we also learned that sometimes to be in a hurry is not the best way. We should just go with a little more seichel, a little more patience. The safer way, the more sure way, and do what Hashem wants, and that way Hashem will help and everything will work out in the end.